Okay, Simas HaMazayin, as I mentioned last week, is really two separate simanim. Til Sif Yud Zayin were the halachas of Shemitah's Ksafim, and Yud Ches and on are the halachas of a prosbul. We're at Sif Chaf, but I want to remind you, the Mechaber started Hilchas prosbul with a basic machlokes between Sfaradim and Ashkenazim, between the Mechaber and the Ramah. In Sif Yud Ches, the Mechaber said that a prosbul must be written by a Beis Din Choshuv. In other words, you can't just take a few guys in the Beis Medrash and write a prosbul the way Ashkenazim do it. But the sheet of the Mechaber is that you need a Beis Din Choshuv. And as I mentioned, the custom in the Sephardic Batei Knesiyos is that they don't break up into little groups and do a prosbul, but that they... the Rabbanim sit up front, and everybody does the prosbul in one swoop. Everyone says the same nusach out loud together, and it's done by a Beis Din Choshuv. The Ramah though brings Yeshayim the Kaisim prosbul b'chol Beis Din, and he says that Yesh Lako b'zman hazeh. And Ramah Sif Yud Ches said that b'zman hazeh we'meikul. Now Beis Din is three people. And in Sif Yud Ches, it said, as many of you pointed out, Pliny, or Pliny, or Pliny. There were three Plinys there. So three Plinys, I guess, means three people. And I mentioned to you that the Rambam's Lashon is just Pliny, or Pliny. The Rambam says, he mentions in front of two people. And it seems to be a little bit of a stira in the Rambam Shita. On the one hand, the Rambam says you need a Bezel Chashuv. Well, the Sfaradim, yeah, the Rambam was Sfaradi. So how could it be? The Rambam says you need a Beis Din Choshuv. And then he says it's enough two. You don't need three. So what's going on? It seems to be something of a stira in the Rambam Shita. So to explain it, there's actually a Ramban. There are two ways to understand the idea that it could be done in front of a Beis Din of two. One way to understand is that you have a choice. You can do it in front of a Beis Din, then you need a Beis Din Choshuv. The Shtaris have to be given to a Beis Din Choshuv. So either you do it in front of a Beis Din Choshuv, or you take two witnesses and they say testimony that you're doing it, you're giving it to a Beis Din Choshuv. You don't even have to have the Beis Din Choshuv in front of you. But two witnesses say, hey, this, that you're giving it to a Beis Din Choshuv.
You have to give it to a Beis Din
Choshuv. So you have to, well, you have to give it, so to speak, to a Beis Din Choshuv. You don't actually have to go there and give it to them, but you declare that it's given to them. That's one way to understand. There's another way to understand. And this is a Ramban. The Ramban says, why does a Beis Din need three? You know why a Beis Din needs three? Really, a Beis Din would be two, the Gemara says. But to break a tie, ein Beis Din shakul me'sifra le'yam eid achas. So listen to Ramban. The Ramban says, that's when you have a Beis Din has to render a decision. A Beis Din has to render a decision, so you need a third person. But a Beis Din doesn't have to give any type of decision, so you could go to a Beis Din of two. You don't really need a Beis Din of three. And then the two was examined because the Gemara learns to have a puzzle, you need two. And the Gemara says, hey, Beis Din Shakul, by Siva Layim Eid Achas. What? Beis Din Chotzuf. So Beis Din Chotzuf, it says two is a Beis Din Chotzuf, but that's only when they have to decide something. That's what Ramban is saying. When they have to make a decision, then then there's a downside to it. You don't have to make a decision, so my nafkamina. Does that work by Chalitza? So I'll tell you. First of all, I want to tell you these two explanations. The second explanation of Chaim Knievsky brings in his Derech Amunah, he quotes the Ramban, that the Rambam says Pliny or Pliny is two, and two is good enough. It's based on the fact that two could constitute a Beis Din. Rav Avadya, he has in Yechav Adas Chelek Dalet, a piece on prosbul, he goes with the other Mahalach. The first Mahalach, that two is pshat, you have a choice. You can do it in front of a Beis Din of three, Or you could tell to Eidim that you're giving it to a Bezdin of three. You know, the Sfardim themselves, Chai Kadeski himself, goes with the approach that it's not a Bezdin, it's to Eidim. While Chai Kadeski, to explain the Rambam, says that it's a Bezdin, it's just a Bezdin of two. Now, it's a very small nafkamina. By us, we do a bezin of three. What's the difference? You have two, you can have three. But, what?
By
Geirus.
Yeah.
Two day out. It's very interesting. I'll tell you, the Tumim is Mesupik. He doesn't have a Psak. He buys in Tzarachian. I mentioned at the end of the shiur last week, if you could do a prosbul belayla, if you could do a prosbul by kreidim, we know by a Torah Sedarim, when we set up a Bezdin, you could use relatives, and you could do it even by night. You can even do it on Shabbos. We only do a Torah Sedarim on Shabbos if it's for Tzarchei Shabbos, but for Tzarchei Shabbos you're allowed to do it. So it doesn't have the regular... by Taras Nadarim, it doesn't have the normal restrictions of Bate Dinim. The Tumim is Mesupik, if that holds true for a Bezdin of a Prusbul as well. If you could do it at night, and if you could do it with Krivim. And in his Shaklavataria, he doesn't have a Psak. In his Shaklavataria, he's Toilet, he seems to be Toilet, in whether it's something that doesn't need a psak, a bezdin doesn't need a psak, whether it's kasher balayla or not. He says there are two cases he mentions that don't need a decision. Ger is really you have to decide to accept a ger, but chalitza, you don't need a decision of the bezdin. All you need is the bezdin to supervise the ma'aseh chalitza. And ataras nedarim, for the most part, there is a decision to be made there, but for the most part, the rules are very clear, and also you don't really need a decision of the best. So yet by the door of its kosher belayla b'krayvim, and by chalitza it's not. So the tumim is mesupik.
We had a parallel discussion in Rosh Hashanah, Kiddush HaChodesh.
But by Kiddush HaChodesh you certainly need three.
We have to give the Shaklavatar and the Gemara the same way back and forth, belayla.
The size of the Bezdin, the 3, 5, and 7, happens not to be in the Masechta, happens to be in Sanhedrin. It's not in Rosh Hashanah at all. But it talks about Belayla. It's pretty clear that it says Kraivim Apa. There's no one Madiyam, it says Kraivim Akasha. Ve'davisham ha'meshav ha'arin, ne'dezu, take shura b'chem. It's true, Be'edis ha'chaydish, there's a Madiyam that Kraivim Akasha, although the Gemara says, only Nigba Dina Belaila. The right Mishnah says if it comes Laila, then they have to push it off. Yeah.
Yeah, but the Mishnah says that you have to take two people instead of a Bezdin. So why can't they do that? I end up in Shmuel and Ria. So
it's that night. No, Ria is good. You only have to take two others if it's the next morning. Right, any time Mishmilaria works, you don't have to take two. You don't have to take two if you're doing the psak the next morning. It's not pshasriya. That's when you have to take two. But okay, what?
By getting people are marked on the best, then are also marked on neither.
By get. Yeah, it's interesting. By get, it's a strange thing. The Ramah brings a minute to have a bezdin for a get, which everyone's matzviya. Where does it come from? You have to have, but the Ramah's minig is to not do it at night, the chatchila, and certainly now krivim. The get, al pitina de gemara, I don't believe that there's any makar in any place in Shas, that, not that I'm a bucky in Shas, but that's what they ask of the Ramah, that there's no makar in Shas, that why should a get need bezdin anymore? Kedusha needs a bezdin. A get needs to aid him. But the Ramah brings such a minig, and it's true that it's a similar, very similar discussion there. Let's see Sif Chaf, and you'll see where this whole thing seems to create a problem.
Why didn't put the first halacha?
What?
Why didn't put the first halacha?
Right.
Why didn't put the second after the first halacha?
We're going to learn inside. We're going to see a Sifchaf and Chaf Aleph, and we'll see what it says inside. If an Ashkenaz, so you say Kibli, I'll talk about it. Okay. What? Is left?
They keep the copy of the guest.
Bezek keeps the copy of the guest. Yeah, that's not halacha. I have to keep the guest. Yeah, we just do it. So those should be mitzilas on gittin. But there's no din that a bezin has to keep the guest. Right. Okay. The let's start with chaf and chaf aleph, and I guess I'm more setting the table than what I'm telling you is there are two approaches to the way a prosma works. If it's really a maisa bezdin, then it has to be biyayim, and it can't be mekrayim, and it needs three. Or if it's not really doesn't have all the dinim of a maisa bezdin, it's a mesira lebezdin, and then it doesn't need b'nai. Let's see sivchaf and chaf aleph. Both of them, I think, are something of a chiddush. Sivchaf. Tamidei chachamim mishehilvu ze eze. Now, who constitutes a talmid chacham today? Probably anybody that's sitting and learning Sunday morning after 9 constitutes a talmid chacham. So it's a very small percentage of Klal Yisrael. Talmid chacham shehilvu ze eze umasa devar of the talmidim. He went to talmidim for Omar. See, these talmid chacham sitting in the base medrash. And they're learning Rav Rosh Hashanah in the afternoon, you understand, where they have to do a prosbul. And one of them says to the other, hey, we're supposed to do a prosbul. So they go over to two Talmidim, and they tell the Talmidim, Masreini Lechem, Shechol Chayv Sheeshli, Shegvenu Kozman Sheeritza. They didn't even write anything. All they did is say, Masreini Lechem, Shechol Sheeshli, Shegvenu Kozman Sheeritza, Eid Sarach Lestai Prosbul, Nei Shein Yaidim, Sheshmitas Ksab Mizman Azem Edivrayim, You hear this? The same Mechaber who said that you need a Bezdan Chashuv, now he turns around, he says, you need a Bezdan Chashuv. But then he says, by the way, you're a Talmid Chacham, you don't need a Bezdan, you don't need a Prosbul, you don't need a piece of paper. You just tell the two Chavruses next to you, maybe three Chavruses, I'm giving this over to the Bezdan. How does that stim with the Mechaber? So before we go to the Ramah, look at the Gra. The Gra is Lamed Gimel. So the Gra, everything is Bekitzer in the Gra. He says, Talmid Chacham Dafka. This is only a heter for Talmidei Chachamim. Okay. Ukamay Shekosim Gabe Ribis Babam Mitzia Ayin Hey Amin Aleph. Like it says by Ribis. What does it say by Ribis about Talmidei Chachamim? So you got to be careful. I'll read you a lashon of the Mechaber, but don't walk out before we see the explanation. And lashon of the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Amar Rav Yehuda Mishmuel, Talmidei Chachamim mutarim luvais zeb zeb beribus." Yeah, Gemara. Now this is the last daf of Ezel Neshech. So who makes it to the last daf of Ezel Neshech? Right? Daf Yomi. Okay. No, what it says? Talmidei Chachamim mutarim luvais zeb zeb beribus. My timer. They know you know how to do ribbis. So why are they giving something? Stop giving a gift. You know how to give a gift either to someone who lends you money. Like I said, you can't just learn Gemara without Rishayim. Tosfos says, Nira dafka dava muad. Here we're talking about a dava muad. He's not giving it him for a loan. He knows in his heart that it's something he's not marked with him. He says somebody who's a baki in Hilchos Ribbis and he's afraid of Ribbis, so he could do it. The example brought in Shulchan Aruch is when neighbors borrow one from the other. The halacha really is if you borrow sugar, you go to your neighbor and you borrow sugar, they give you a started bag of sugar, and now you want to pay them back, you give them back a full bag of sugar. So really, that's Ribbis. Because you're giving back more than you received. So it says that Talmidei Chachamim, that no ribbis is aser, and they're just not patchkering with the difference, so they're allowed to do it. Right. That's what it says, because they don't mean it as a thank you for the loan, they mean it as just a davamuit that they're not makbi with their friends.
But it has to be davamuit as a matana.
So that's the problem. What does the Grah mean? Think about this for a second. It's a very difficult Grah. Here, I understand it logically. Tamid Chachamim could do ribis. What does it mean, could do ribis? It means they can give a davar mu'ud, like Taisus says, because he had a believer, he knows that it's not.
It should be called ribis.
Right. So it's not really ribis. What we're saying is not really ribis. But what? How does that fit here? What does the grub mean? How does that fit by prosbol? By prosbol, Tamid Chachamim. And he knows that Shemitah Bismarck says a Drabbanon, therefore, what? Therefore, what? I don't understand. Shemitah Bismarck says a Drabbanon. We try to keep the Drabbanons as best we can, right? If we can keep the Drabbanons, most of the things we do would not be awesome. So, by Ribbis, I understand. The Talmud Chacham knows, I don't mean it, thank you for the loan, I mean it as a gift. By Prosbul. How do you explain this? By Prosbo, Talmud Chacham knows that Shemitah is the Rabbanan, and therefore, what? Very hard to understand. Very difficult.
It sounds like so, if it would be good for everybody, that there would be the Zadel or something like that, therefore, Talmud Chacham, he knows that enough, huh?
Therefore, he doesn't have to do a Prosbo, and he can be Tevera
Chayt. He doesn't approve the Barapet.
Therefore, so I'll tell you. What you're saying is good, but it doesn't stem with the ribbis. The way I would understand this is as follows. The Paiskim talk about doing a Heter Iska, because the Gemara says, don't do a Heter Iska. No, now I'm talking about Heter Iska. The Paiskim talk about what happens if you do a loan with somebody and you don't have a Heter Iska with you. You tell them, this is Api Heter Iska. Those are the words you say. We're doing this based on a het iska. Sometimes they say, okay, we'll get a chance. We'll get a shtar, we won't get a shtar. But the lender and the borrower agree it's al pi het iska. Does that work? You just say orally al pi het iska. Now, technically, all financial deals, any arrangement you make in a financial deal orally is binding on everybody. It's binding. If you do a deal with somebody, and before you do a kinyan, you make up, listen, I'm doing the kinyan, but only on the condition that, whatever, you send me flowers for Shabbos. So that's binding. An oral condition is binding. You can't prove it, but we're talking about honest people. So it's a binding condition. So really, technically, if you say al pi heter iska orally, it's good. It works. The Kinsa Shulchan Aruch is one of the Gedalei HaPaiskim in Inyanei Ribbis. In general, people think of the Kitzer as just the Kitzer, and then Yanei Ribbis, he was one of the big leichamim in how Heter Iska should work. He says an oral Heter Iska works.
Why should that work? You have an interest amount, the principal, all those, but you say out there, you're not specifying the time, you're not specifying the interest.
So the point is, it really depends. It depends. If you have people who know what they're talking about when they say api heter iska, you have people that are familiar with heter iskas, and they know how a heter iska works, and they understand what's a heter iska. They understand when I'm giving you the money, I'm giving it to you as an investment, and I could lose theoretically if you bring witnesses that the investment lost money. I take a loss, and if not, and the amount that we would otherwise call interest, we're now calling profits. And you understand how it works, no problem. You understand how it works, so you say al pi heter iska. If you have some people who have no clue what a heter iska is, and they say al pi heter iska, it's a very difficult issue. It's very, very hard. I have this very often. People are they call me. They were at a closing. They said, "Hey, Jack, I forgot my heter iska." He says, "You know what? We'll just do heter iska. We'll get the pay. We'll go to Rabbi later. And we'll do it." So they say heter iska. They have no clue what heter iska means. And I can't say all the time they forget to do it later, because when they remember, they don't call me. But, so they call, they say, we never did a heter iska. We don't have a piece of paper. But we made up heter iska. I don't know what to tell people. If they have no clue what heter iska means, and they say al pi heter iska, what do you do? So there is a psak quoted for Rabbi Yashiv that if the Erev Lechayidin, they mean, Chas v'Shalom, I don't want to be over ribbis, so whatever Heter Iska means, it's good with me. That's a psak that's printed b'shem Rabbi Yashiv. Rabbi Yashiv is true, but he's not so happy with
they
it.
They don't have to know the details of how it works. They just have to know there's such a thing as
it's like the chassan signing the ksuba. No clue what in the world he's mechayev himself. You know, you go to the chassan, you say, pick up the pen, you obligate yourself in the ksuba. What's a ksuba? Where's a ksuba? You know, it includes the Seitzer Barzel. Does anybody know that? The Seitzer Barzel is in York Suva. People know. You heard it here, probably. You know, it's, and there's Taisis Ksuva and Ksuva. But you do, is you trust that you're doing what Chazal wanted, so you mean it seriously.
So, according to Rabbi Yashiv, at moment you understand the concept behind it.
But he doesn't say you even have to understand the concept. As long as you know that there is a concept, and you're agreeing to it, because you're on Be'ever and Aveira, it works.
And Rav
Moshe says
you have to understand that.
So Rav Moshe doesn't say b'di'evet. He just says that you want to do a het iska, you should understand what it is. I think he writes somewhere, I don't find the lashon, that those who think het iska is a kameya, that you wave at rivers and it becomes mutter. So, you know, that's not the way it is. You have so to but he doesn't say b'di'evet. That's true, but he doesn't say what the din is
b'di'evet. So he's saying the same thing as Rav Yashiv thing, or he's saying
it sounds a little much stricter than the way Rav Yashiv looks at it. But be that as it may, if not for the gra, I would understand that's what plausible means. You have Talmidei Chachamim, and they're in the Beis Medrash, and they say, you know, I got to do a plausible. I call over, whether it's two or three Talmidim, and they say, this plausible is Masul Abazdin. So if they understand what a plausible is, so I understand. So a Talmid Chacham knows what it is. Those who think a plausible is like a Kameya, so for them, it doesn't work. That's how I would understand the Machaber. The problem is the gra tzechen su dafayin hay nezel neshech. Dafayin hay nezel neshech is logical. We say if tamid chavim no iseribis and they give a davamuit, so they mean davka davamuit. You dare believe I hear nice and belav hachim. So there's a bona fide heter that they're relying on. How does that apply to prusbul? If you say you really need a written prusbul, but tamid chavim. What? They know what? That it works. If it works without written, so it should work for everybody. It's difficult to see the gross sushtel to the case of Rivas.
First of all, it's a good plot that someone who's doing that yoshi go through every single sefer, every single plot, through the basic Rishonah, so they know the concepts. Maybe not every single detail.
You're learning daf yomi. Which daf does in Shas does it explain het iska? No place. When I went to learn Hilchos Ribbis, I couldn't wait to get the sugya of het iska. So first I learned the perik. Doesn't it het iska the whole perik? Then I spent a year learning the Shulchan Aruch. Doesn't it het iska the whole Shulchan Aruch? So you know it's a little troubling. Okay. Be that as it may, I hear what you're saying. You're right. And Lamaisa, the Mechaber, says it. I should mention, the Raivin is the Kasha. The Raivin is the Stiris Rambam. It's the Raivin on the Rambam. Now, first he says, need a Bezen Chashem. Then he says, Talmid Chabim, you pull over three Talmidim, and you do it, or two Talmidim, you do it with them. And the Kasha is a Kasha. So you have two ways to answer. Either, like I'm saying, I'm just a Suvas Pashup Shat. To become know what it's about, and they don't have to actually write it. Or, like it says, like the Gross says, somehow a comparison to Dafayin Hay, which needs a Bior, unless the Gross holds that the Tysus Pshat in the Gemara is not the Raman Pshat in the Gemara. Maybe that's what he holds.
One but, person yeah.
Right.
So it's that kind of a conversation which is understood between the two Talmidei Chachamim, then you don't need the prosbul, you don't need the Beis-Din, you don't need.
But that means you're assuming he's going to say Af Al Pi Kein. Okay, the question is if you can make such an assumption. You're saying, since it says Ruach Chachamim Lo Yicheimenu, or when you say Af Al Pi Kein, so Talmidei Chachamim understand he's going to say Af Al Pi Kein. So why do you need a prosbul then?
Right.
So do it without a prosbul. You don't need a prosbul. It doesn't sound. So why do you have to say Misrani Lachem? That's a Lashon prosbul. Okay, your pshat would be good. I'm not sure if it's into the Lashon. That's why I don't have a problem. That's the Lashon. Okay. All right, Ramah, Zakhtar Ramah, and Sivchav, Yeshayim, the Chol Adam, Nami Yachalai, Bedvar, Baal Pel, if they bezdin, Umahani, Veitzar, Prosbul. Here the Ramah is even more meikel, but the Ramah sheet in general is to be meikel. And chilek ben amalva beira dayanim eloi ki yachalaim afilu shleim b'fneihem any meisish terasi lebezn pliny should be a pliny. So this is what I mentioned before, that you go to two people and you say, you're my witnesses, I'm giving over the chayv to bezn pliny shabir pliny, and memela it works. Piskei tshuva gimel.
Even though bezn doesn't know that certain things.
Even though Bez doesn't know, but you assume they're masking. Piskei Tshuva Gimel. What do we do Lamaisa? We're saying, the Ramah is saying that you could do it Baal Peh. Now look at the Piskei Tshuva. Piskei Tshuva Gimel. Ayin Babachmish Kazem Besayim. Roy Lassis Maisaka Rambam. Dafka Talmidei Chachamim. Kamoi Sheheyin Beis Yosef. Shoyodoygin Kebim Mitzrayim. Okay, he says that it's not Roy for us ordinary people to do it Baal Peh. Now, I am a sure subsifer. Listen to this tshuva. Chashmishikov Yigimel, Kasav Lashayel, Zelashayel. He's quoting the subsifer. Kibalti Mechtavai, I received your letter. Visham Kasav, and in the letter you wrote, Nusach Mesirash Teresel Lefaneinu, Bezdin, the Pleidi, whatever, the Frankfurt maybe, played the Frankfurt, Vihide. So he wrote, he did the principle by mail. See, mailed it, he said, we're giving it to you. Vihide. With the Koswa Paiski, Mahad Rabbana Debe Rabashi, Masri Milayu Ahadadi. The Makar of this is the Gemara says that Tamir Rabashi did it to each other. Tamicha Bayad Vishashir Zarad Rabbana Sagi Vimisiris Devarim Lebezdin. Vetzrich Rabezdin Shichtavu Prozbal. Kamash Kosova Rambam. So you don't need a written Prozbal. Mashmazah, Mikaradin, Lehavadai Baydos. Lebezdin Shemais Lam Chamaisa, and Ladafka Ksivas Nusach Haprosbol Karti Rotzalaimer Hashtarahu Oisa Hafka. It's Mashva that what does he mean here? That Meikra Din without the Kula of the Tamid Ravashi, yeah, you have to have a written shtar. Ella, so really you need a written prosbol. El Shabizman Azeb Kalim Lo Tamid Chabim. It's enough to do it. I can't read the next word. Mishtar. So he says, look, Mikra Din, you have to have a written one. The Gemara says, it can be Mekel on an oral one. It can't have should be in Dafka Amira if they Bezdin. Maybe you need to say it to Bezdin, Bizman Azeh. And that is the Tiyal Safka, Kabay Bechalitza, Shim Yichtiv, if a right, Lechafasti, Lekachto, Lemahani. You need an Amira. Not a right, Kabashkasa Tyson's getting that Ayan Ayan Aleph, the Rasavaha. So now he's telling this person, you messed up. If you want to do an Amira, do an Amira. You can do that Big Sav. If you want to do a big sav, you have to do it in front of the Bezdin. You're mailing us a sav. Oy, afila hecha de mahani, hainu yamid lefnei Bezdin, v'yichtiv devarav. If you want to rely on the written prosbul, you have to go to Bezdin. V'yayil kilu amra. Malasai, what did you do? Kosov came to Beisai. You didn't rely on Amira. You did a written prosbul in your house. Vaz v'shas ksiva shaloi be'Bezdin. You didn't write it in front of Bezdin. Loi hayo. So you're stuck on both ends. Varsha, Babayak Sabla Bezdim, Shitish Loyal. Why does it help you get a mail it to us? El Abola, Idi Alibai, Ritzai, Nevichetza. You let Bezdim know what you want. Last is Prusbal. Akait, EF, Shabalai, Shadichtaiv. Anachnu Prusbal. So the only way we could do it is that we write the Prusbal. Yeah, Prusbal Ahum, Afkia is a Shvias. Veinlon Lukai, Svai, Elam is not Shadichtiv, Kosvai, Beirai. Ki Prusbal Hamuchar Apostle. We can't post date it. Because you wanted to give it over on your day. So he's writing to this person that you sort of, you messed up. If you want to do a written prosbul, you have to do it in front of us. If you want to do an oral prosbul, do an oral prosbul.
Email should work.
Email, the Sosefer doesn't say that.
That's Ksiva, that's an Amira.
It's Ksiva. Prosbul is a Ksiva. Is it a shtar? Is it a digital shtar, a shtar? I'll answer you in a minute because that's a loaded question, but 1 second. But look what he did at the end. So, Zendus Chai, this is what they wrote. what the subsefer did is accepted that they're like shluchim to write a prosbul. It doesn't say anywhere in the Shulchan Aruch of shlichus self to write a prosbul. Subsefer did the following. Listen to the nusach. We were sitting at Bezdin. Asa kadmara michtav. So we received the letter. Hanoid alanu Bezdin. Chesmem I have. Bezdin, whatever. V'nika lanu heitiv shuksivas v'chsimas yarachosim. Mata. And we recognize your signature. V'zayu nusach haksav. This is what you wrote to us. And since we believe it's an authentic letter, Ashrenu, we certified it, the Kaiminu, and we Makai the signature, the Chazi, via Prismalze, Kotaikivais, Ad Yoy Beis, Chavdal Menachemov, Yam Sivis Ksavanal, Baruachasum, Pai, etc. So what he did is he did it as a shlichus type of prosbul. He said, look, the written prosbul you wrote was not in front of Bez. Oral prosbul you didn't do. So some say from this tshuva is mechadesh that shlichus works for a prosbul. Really, you're sending us a message that you want a prosbul. And it works. It works because you're doing a shlichus of a prosbul, and therefore it's good. That's how safe is chiddush. What? And the dayanim sign, yeah. The dayanim ba'edim sign is the next sif. It's a very difficult question, honestly. What makes someone a tabi de chachamim? So I tell people that you can answer any kasha mesechtes kala at any time. So you say, what's mesechtes kala? So we're stuck. We're really stuck. It's a what? You call him chacham. That means a talmid chacham. Who certifies chacham? Probably what chacham certifies the next one. Okay. What? The mechaber has told us. Then we're in trouble. The mechaber told me the chacham. We're in a lot of trouble. So I don't know. There's a shayla in a few places in halacha. If yesh lanu b'zman hazeh, in lanu b'zman hazeh, it says baishus, you pay a certain amount of money for b'mevayish atam l'chacham, a higher amount. So the question there, the Rama declares, if yesh lanu tamid yachab b'zman hazeh.
Is there an opinion that says a person can read the Mishnah Berurah, can understand the Mishnah Berurah, and go through halacha?
I doubt the mechaber held that way. It's very hard to have an opinion to read the Mishnah Berurah.
Why do you choose this cloud?
Because he didn't do an Amira. He didn't do an Amira. He didn't say, I want it to be Chal now. He sent them that they should do it.
I think he's asking,
you make a prosbul for someone, sure, I'm fine. It's not really Zachin Le Adam, it's more Zachin Me Adam, right? Okay, good. Now, someone asked about Ksiva, if writing is like Dibur. So that's it's an old Rabbi Kivager and family favorite topic of Ksiva Kedibur Dami. I mentioned many times that Rabbi Kivager got married out of town. How old was he? 14 or 15? He got married, and Rabbi Kiva Eger's last name, I should have mentioned last night, was Gans. And before his bar mitzvah, his parents sent him to his uncle, Rav Wolf Eger, to learn there because they saw he was the Talmud of potential. And he left his parents. He never came back to his parents afterwards. And he took on the name Eger, his uncle's name. And when he got married Chutz Le'ir. So in Rav Wolf Eger's yeshiva, they made a suda the night Rabbi Kivega got married in his town. They made a suda a simcha. Why you should make a suda, I have no idea. But in Eretz Yisrael now, they make, when their friends in America get married, they make a suda Rabbi Kivega, they call it. And they have, I'm sure, the same menu as Rav Wolf Eger had in his yeshiva. And at that suda, Rav Wolf Eger darshened. And he gave a long drushes in a letter, which he sent to Rabbi Kiva Eger and is published in the Ritshuvah Rabbi Kiva Eger. And he spoke about Ksiva Kedibur Dami. He spoke, apparently it was right before the Yemei HaSfira, and he spoke about if someone writes, Hayoim, whatever Yamim Laimer, whether he's Yaitzel Ksvir Saimer, if Ksiva's Kadibra Dami. So he gave a long drush of Ksiva Kadibra Dami, and he sent it to Rabbi Kiva Eger. Rabbi Kiva Eger disagreed with him and sent it back. I think in Rabbi Kiva Eger there are a handful of chuvas back and forth, I don't remember. If Ksiva Kadibra Dami. Snafkamina, sometimes people ask to sign an oath, whether it has a din shvua, if you have to sign something, I swear that I'll tell the truth. If a signature has, if it says affirm, then it's nothing. If it says a lashon of swearing, whether ksiva kadibra dami, and anybody from the Rabbi Kiva Eger family has a tshuva on it. Rav Shlomo Eger, I think his first tshuva, and this tshuva is on ksiva kadibra dami, and some seifa, of course, it was a son-in-law, and the ksav seifer, they all have tshuvas on the topic.
What's the right way it should work? Why should
I'm married to give a whole shiur on Ksiva Kadibra Dami, but this was the dispute. So now whether that applies to digital writing, I'm not sure. I don't know.
Just on the side, I came across a Gemara that looked at the Gemara on that Gimel, and the perception that there was a Gimel on the page, and then it had the word Gims.
Okay. Okay, good. Okay. It depends. If Ksiva Kadibra Dami has to do with Gemira's Das, and if legally an email is a binding contract, then it may be the same. It may be the same. Yeah, it's a Gemira's Das. That's the... No, by Kinyanim, it works as Gemira's Das. By counting Sphere, it doesn't work. Okay, let's go to Sif Chaf Aleph. Chaf Aleph now is the question whether you need three or two. Now listen carefully to what he says. Yesh misha kasa v'nishtar prosbol v'elach hamal v'etzel gimel eidim. V'yeshayim v'yem afilu l'shnayim. The mechaber backtracks a second time. Say you the bezel chashuv. If you say you the bezel chashuv, so tamir chamim, you can just say it. Then he says, he's not talking about tamir chamim, says yesh mishayim v'yem you need three. V'yeshayim afilu l'shnayim. Voimer havo loy sadi v'chazu, be witnesses and see. Dana misar the prosbul kame gimel dayanim. Dino pliny pliny pliny. Now the two are aidim, they're not dayanim. Pliny dayanim, shabamaka pliny. V'day loy michsubai oisam aidim. You only need aidim to sign. V'chazu v'dayanim tfei mali. Vein tsar shem aidim. You have a choice. You can have three dayanim sign and two aidim sign. It works either way, according to the second shita. What's the rule? If you have two Yeshayimers in Shulchan Aruch, you pass it to second Shita. And the second Shita is that two Eidim is enough, but you're not giving it to the two Eidim. You're giving it to the Vedats in Yerushalayim or to whichever Bezin you choose. And you just tell the two people, you're nervous, you want to be Yaisi to see Shita Bezin Chashuv. So there's a way to do it. You sit in Brooklyn and you write, I'm giving it over to the Vedats in Yerushalayim, and two Eidim sign. Sign now that I'm giving it over.
And in fact, you give it over?
No. Well, there ain't that the shtar is the giving over. You're never physically giving it over. No, you hereby give it. Hereby, the prisma is a legal method by which it's given over to the bezin. Who cares? Every prisma is in your hand. When we do a prisma with 3 day on them here, you don't hand them a list of your loans. What do you give it? You're just writing a piece of paper, Misrani Lechem. You don't actually physically give it to them. You're just saying that all my chayvis, you're authorized to collect all my chayvis. You don't have to give them the chayvis. When you give a power of attorney, you could give a power of attorney for specific things. So you can say, you have power of attorney on all my debt. You don't have to hand over the debt. I don't know what the law is in America, but in halacha, you wouldn't have to hand over the debt. No, they don't need to know. As long as we know they're okay with it. They'll never know. Why don't we do it? So it's a question. Why don't we just do this? So Reuven Yosef in his tshuva declares, what's a better hider? Is it a better hider to go with the first sheet that you need three and give it to three dayanim and it's not a bezin chashuv? Or is it more mahider to do with two witnesses and do a bezin chashuv, the second yeshayim, which is more mahuder? So he says it's more mahuder the second one because he's a Sfaradi, he holds bezin chashuv is a real thing. So he says bezin chashuv is more. I think in the Dayan Weiss writes it's more mahuder to have three, which is what we do, and not a bezin chashuv because we don't worry about the mechaber. We go to Ramah, and there are two shittas if you need three people or two people. Michas Yitzchak has a tshuva about doing it at night and with Kraivim. I told you the Tumim bibes in the Tzarechian, and our Sameach also has a Tzarechian. It's a short piece. Michas Yitzchak says that the second shita here that holds two is enough obviously holds that you don't need a Maisa Bezdin. You just give it over to two Eidim. He wants to be toilet, whether you have to give it to the Bezdin actually or just give it to Eidim. He says if you can give it over to two Eidim, obviously you could do that at night. And you could do that you could do that with Kraivim. So he wants to be toilet that the Yeshayman will hold it. You don't actually have to go to a Bezdin. Even if you do go to a Bezdin, but it's not a Maisa Bezdin. That's what Michas Yitzchak says. He's mitzarev the Shita of two with, remember we started, the Ramah said the minig in many communities was not to do Shemitah Ksafim at all. The whole Hanhog of Shemitah Ksafim was many Ashkenazi communities was not observed. So with the two Shitas together, he relies on doing it, even Hipaskins, you can do it Balayla, and you can do it, certainly says a Chutz Laretz, because it could be the reason they didn't keep Shemitah Ksafim a Chutz Laretz, because it's totally Shemitah Karka. Certainly in Chutz Laretz, even in Eretz Yisrael, his psak is you can do a prosbul at night. The only question he deals with is whether the laiva could come later and say kimli. There's a halacha chayshim mishpat. It's one of the strangest, to me, it's the strangest halacha. The halacha is when you have a din Torah with somebody and you're the muzik, and there are two shitas in Shulchan Aruch, and the mechaber paskins like one, but he brings both. And the Shach, and the Sman, and the Gra, everybody passes like one. If it's a Shita brought in Halacha, and you're a Muzik, you could tell Bez that Kimli, I hold like that Shita, you can be my tea money for me. Now, I'm okay with that. I mean, I'm not that Shulchan Aruch needs my Haskama. I'm okay. If you say Kimli, I understand. But the way Batei Dinim work is you don't have to know anything about Kimli. The Bez that says Kimli for you. The Bezdin, I don't understand why the Batei Dinim work that way. The Batei Dinim work, if you're a Muzik, then... yeah, but he's not a Yasmi, Tanin on the Lekuchis. He's not a Lekuchis, he's a fellow who...
He's in the rights of the Rishonim, of the
Achronim. Okay, there's a Din Chasha Mishpat that you could say Kimli. The Muzik could say, it's Dine Mamin, it's Kimli like one Shita, So you can't be my tzimamid for me. It has to be a shita brought in halacha. You can't just find a Tysus Rid somewhere. And I don't mean to belittle Tysus Rid. But you can't just find a shita somewhere and say Kimli. It has to be brought in Paiskim. But it's brought into Yeshayim, the Moshe could say Kimli. That's why my advice to you, if you ever have to have a din Torah with somebody, bishalom, you bishalom with somebody, you say, I don't know the din, let's have a din Torah. So you should tell them, look, I don't want you to bother to hold on to the money the whole time. Let me hold it in the meantime. But the merchandise, and then we'll have the din Torah. So whoever's holding the stuff, he could say Kimli. He's a stronger position in Bezdin. He could say Kimli. Wait. So the Michas Yitzchak declares, if here, if the Michas Yitzchak saying like this, I'm passing, he could do it at night. What happens if you do it at night, and later on you tell the Leiva pay, and you say Shemitah, and he says they did a Prozbul at night. So the Leiva could say, well, Kimli, that you can do Prozbuls at night. Now you're out of business. So as it helps to tell somebody, you can do a Prozbul at night, you have enough Shitas to rely on. Why does that help you? And he'll go to Bezdin, he'll say Kimli like the first Shitah. Not only that, the Bezdin will say Kimli like the first Shitah. So to Paskin, that you can do a Prozbul like the second Yeshayimim, because you have two Yeshayimim, you have two Yeshayimim, why does it help you? He'll say Kimli like the first Yeshayimim. And what is it, what's going to help you? Yeshua asks, what happens if the Malva is a Sephardi and the Leiva is an Ashkenazi? What do you do? So whoever has the money, he's the one that wins. Whoever has the money says Kimli like this Shita, and that's the way it'll be. That's what he's saying. Eidim is not Tayyarim. I told you earlier that Reb Chaim brings a Ramban that says the Shita that the day of two could hold that way. But the Mechaber clearly is saying to Eidim that you're giving it to Bezdin Pliny. And that's what Mechaber says.
So Eidim Shachar Chalais, in other words, yeah.
They're a kind of takan of prosbol. They haven't given up. According to the Eshaim. Yeah. Okay.
They're not doing the prosbol.
They are witnesses. I tell two witnesses, I want you to be my witnesses, that I am giving all my chayvis to the Badats in Yerushalayim, that they should collect it, or I should collect it, calls Man Sheretzim. That's all, now you have to have witnesses to do it. Any dinei mamin, dibor ba'alma is nothing. You always need witnesses for Gemiras Das. So if you need the witnesses for Gemiras Das, so then you have to show that you're really doing it. Otherwise, it's a dibor ba'alma. What?
So why don't you have a Bezdin over there that I'm giving?
Yeah, but I'm not by the Bezdin. I'm here. I'm not there. I'm not telling the Bezdin. Who am I telling? So this year, Shemir Mahalos, it's enough to tell two witnesses. And that's good enough. It's a question of how the Takonas HaProzbol is. The Pashtos Takonas HaProzbol, if you read the Mechaber, it's a Takona, you have to go to a Bezdin and give it to them. That's the Lashon HaRambam that the Mechaber said, that Prozbol Einai Mishamit Ve'einich develop a Bezdin Chashiv, Hainu Shloshe Bekim. So that's the Takona of Prozbol. This year, Shemir Mahalos, that you could do it with two. Normally, you have three dayanim and two edim. Every get, you have three dayanim and two edim. Why do you need three dayanim and two edim? I don't know, but that's the way it's done. It's a good question, but they always have dayanim and edim. You know, it's like an edim hasadayan type of thing. I don't know. Well, generally speaking, but the edim have three dayanim and two edim. You have a mesada kedushin. Why do you need two edim? Mesada kedushin, hopefully, is kashal edis. Why do we call up at every chasm? Sakdushin and two Aiden. Why do you need two Aiden? You don't need. You only need one. So why are we calling up two every time? That's his question. The answer is just the way we do things. You don't need. You want to give out kibbutim? Okay. Subzach. Yeah? One Aid and one Sakdushin. Okay, very good. Okay, very good. You certainly don't, and that's my point. Gershon is asking, why do you need a dividend day on a prosbol? I don't know. Things are done a certain way. By get, why do you need a dividend day on it? I don't know. We always have five people, and we have three day on it and two adim. When you're in a rush, an emergency, a gumless type get, they don't have five, they just have three. And the two of the day on him are adim. You don't need it. It's talking when you have it. Okay. What? That's something else, but that's sort of referring to Adis on what happened previously, not on what's happening in Basma. No. Ein Eidas Adayin is a totally different thing. Ein Eidas Adayin is when somebody has to say testimony of what happened earlier, and he's coming now. Yeah, well, they are becoming the Chassan Kala now. The Sub-Cipher in a Tshuva, in Tshuva Nun, writes the following. He writes, he was with his Rebbe, Reb Nosson Adler, in the year Tuf Kuf Mem Dalet, that's I think 1783. He writes, Mosar Devorov Lefonai V'chadi Imi V'soishnas Tuf Kuf Mem Dalet. He writes, Reb Nosson Adler did a prosbol. Masar Devar of the Fanai Vachadiimi beside Shnas Tukov Memdalin. So he says that Nosson Adler did it with two. That's what he's writing. Now, if you know the history of the time of that year, it could be it was a Shas Hadchak. Because what happened, the story of some Sefer of Nosson Adler, Nosson Adler had a first shtiebel in Frankfurt. There was a kehila, and Nosson Adler had his shtiebel. He was a Makubel. And he had his shtiebel, and it made the big tumult, as you can imagine, in Germany. And the Sub-Seifer learned from both. He learned from Nosson Adler, and he learned from the Balaflov. Because they first in both is Balaflov was the Rav of the main shul in Frankfurt. He was a closet chassid who accepted the position on the Tanai. He doesn't do his chassidus openly. So he, whatever he did quietly, and Rav Nosson Adler was. Ultimately, there was a lot of pressure. They never put anybody, Rav Nosson Adler in Cheirim or anything, but people who switched from the Beng Shul to there, they put them in Cheirim, they had all kinds of things. Finally, Rav Nosson Adler saw that there was a machloikis, he left town. So he got in a wagon and he packed up his bags, which didn't take a big U-Haul to fill up, and he put it in his wagon and he headed out of town. Some Sefer, it's fascinating, some Sefer was a Ben Yochid who was born to his parents who were childless for 20 years, and his father died when he was young. He was living with his almana. And this is the way it's brought in Chut HaMishul, just brought this the official biography of some Sefer by his Enekloch. They write that when Nosson Adler was leaving town, some Sefer was malave him. And he said to him, "My Rebbe, if only I could come with you, I would." And then the Lashon it says, he saw in his Rebbe's face like a note of alarm. So he said, "Does that have a din neder? A dava taif has a din neder even without Lashon Adarim. We're not Lashon Shmuas. He doesn't have a din neder." So he didn't answer him. So he understood that it does. And it says there, he got into the wagon without any packages, you know, he left everything else behind, including his mother, and he went to Rav Nosson Adler, and the next 2 years he spent with Rav Nosson Adler, on the road, and one of those 2 years was the Shnas HaShemitah, that he started. He was 1783, according to the mathematics, he was 21 years old. Apparently he wasn't married yet at that time, and he spent that time with Rav Nosson Adler. So, and there he writes in the same tshuva. What?
He never saw him write the Prozbul.
Oh, he writes. Someone asked Rav Sam Seifer if Rav Nosson Adler wrote a Prozbul at the end of 1783, at the end of Toshim Mem Gimel, because it's a machmirim to write a Prozbul beginning of the year. He writes Lo Zaza Yodi Me Yodai. I positive he didn't write a Prozbul because I wasn't away from him long enough for him to have written the Prozbul without my knowing. It's a Dava Pella. Of a Pella, but it was during that period of time where he left his.
By Rav Nosson Adler, they made a whole to do of not to go to his kever, so he was worried about that. So he promised anybody who goes to his kever will get some kind of brachas.
Okay. You know, the Seif Yamov, his mother was diagnosed with a terminal illness, and she wrote to him that she wants to see him one more time. There's a letter of the Chassam Sofer, you know, it's not for the taste of the public, but there's a letter Chassam Sofer wrote back. He said, "You're my mother, and if you tell me to come, I have to come. But you should know, I'm a Rav here for," well, he says, 30 years, I remember the number. "I never missed a single day I didn't give a shir. And I prefer not to miss." And his mother wrote him back, "It's okay, I won't see you in this world, I'll see you in the other world." And that's the letter she wrote back. These letters are preserved. Okay. Anyway, it's the godless of some Sefer, the godless of his mother. The godless of his mother, I think. Look at there is some Sefer on the Gillian here. You see after the some Sefer on the right side? The bottom six lines. Shayach l'sifalav, b'chab l'sifalav, ha'gosh, na'asham, ha'ndal, dich b'tzidah. Be'erv Rosh Hashanah, shili tufkuf mem dalit. So he writes at the end of that same year, V'yoysi yoytzeik mayim el adei moiri ha-goy Rav Nosson Adler kayin tzedek Zitzal, or cats, however you want to read it, Masa devar lefoneinu b'mokim prozbul. And he doesn't mention it was two or three. He says, Masa devar lefoneinu b'mokim prozbul. But he says, Ki hayinu al aderech v'yeh shmita. So he also says it, but he says, Ki hayinu al aderech. Sounds a little like if he had been in a place of a bezdin, he would have done it with a bezdin, but Masar Devara Lefaneinu Kehayin. He's excusing that. I guess that it was a Shasat Chak Kehayinu Ala Derech. I can't imagine how many people owed him Nosson Adler money at this point, but that's what he writes. Okay, what? Oh, so he writes interestingly Kehayinu Ala Derech V'yeh Shmiti V'Sashem Tuf Kuf Pei Vav. And the Shemitah will be, this is written 40 years later, Abon Leil HaTayva, Atufko Tzadi Gimel, Yirachi Yibadah Beis HaMikdash, look what he writes, Mishnas Tuf Reish, in 14 years, right, he says, Shemitah is still to come, Tufkuf Pei Vav, that's 1826. Right, when Tufkuf Pei is now, right? 1826. Added Tufkuf Tzadik Gimel in 1833. You're on the base of Migdash, not Tufshur Resh. The base of Migdash should be built 40 years from now. I don't know why he writes that. But
what does that
mean? Well, he's writing that people should know what the Shnas HaShemitah is. You have to realize today we have communication with Eretz Yisrael. There's their fundraise. But if you ask people when the next Shemitah, people have to think. To calculate, he's telling the people. What? Shvi Sof is not their rice.
It would be if you bought a base of Mikdash.
Right.
So would that change anything
with the Prozal? Well, according to Abaye, well, Abaye says Prozal is only because Shvi Sof and the Rabbanon. That's the way they're not ordered earlier. Okay. All right. Next week we get on to Kinyan Karka, which is a good topic.